Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
I need to let you in on a little secret about the relief and recovery creams from Escape Artist. It's the highest awarded topical brand in Colorado that's prioritizing quality and consistency. And best part, it's not going to leave your clothes stained from any kind of greasiness or anything other than that. It's just going to help penetrate for deep muscle tissue discomfort, and it's fast absorbing. Best part is you can get it at your local Lightshade dispensary. There's 10, soon to be 11 in the Denver metro area. And know that Lightshade has a premium selection of cannabis concentrates, top shelf flower, edibles, tinctures, accessories, and so much more. Now you can get 25% off non-sale items with code DNVR. Shop online at lightshade.com for your pickup, or just visit a Lightshade location near you. That's your first pitch. Now let's play ball.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, where right now, when you use code DNVR at sign up, a $5 bet on the NBA Finals is going to get you $150 in free bets. All you got to do is pick the winner. Five for $150 in free bets on DraftKings Sportsbook when you use code DNVR at sign up. Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter, and we're calling this a May Day because we're going over the best things that have happened in the past month of our lives in baseball.
Typically a May Day is a troublesome thing, but no, we are highlighting the highlights.
Yes.
There were plenty.
Highlights only.
There were lowlights.
There were.
As there are, right?
Always.
If you make an omelet, you're going to break a couple legs. If you play 162 games, you know you're going to lose at least 50 or so. Hopefully not all in the same month. But nevertheless, plenty of highlights to go through our favorite moments. Talk about some of the great articles that we've put out over on the DNVR.com. Now only 50 cents for your first month. But you know what? People are abuzz about prospects. It's prospect season. We are, you know, not too far away. I don't know, maybe about 6 weeks, 7 weeks away from the MLB draft. And so there's been some buzz about that. So we thought, you know what, let's, before we get to the meat, so to speak, of May.
The meat of May.
Let's talk about the Rockies affiliates. Let's talk about the prospects. We love the minor leagues. And so it's a great time to kind of touch base with those down there as well.
Patrick, you're a wordsmith today. So yes, we are going down to the farm and we're going to talk about some of the most fun prospects and promotions happening on the Rockies farm teams. And I want to start with Zach Veen, a guy we talk about quite a bit. But so far this season in Spokane, he's batting .274, 5 home runs, 25 RBI, 14 stolen bases. And he is also maybe one of the only player bobbleheads we're going to see in the minors this season. I was digging through the promotions and there aren't a ton. But I think we have a picture of it, actually. There it is. Look at him.
That's where it pays to be watching live.
Yes.
Pretty much during the week at noon, or if it's an early game, we're going to do a post game. So we'll have that, of course, for you on Wednesday. Yeah, they're typically, I mean, it is rare, but it makes sense why there wouldn't be a lot of current minor league players where you'd have a bobblehead. Because you never actually know if that player is going to be there. If Zach Veen goes and he homers in his first, I don't know, 23 at-bats, it's not going to happen, of course. But if you go as crazy as that, you're going to go, goodbye, Zach Veen, and you're going to Hartford.
Well, you know, this is Zach Veen's old team. He no longer plays
there
with the Grizzlies.
It's a great point.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not unusual for, you know, a minor league team to pay homage to one of the top prospects that has come through. So that is what's happening next month, looking forward to. But I thought that was so interesting. Yeah, I was combing through all the bobbleheads.
I when I looked at it for a second, I thought it was Spokane because they've got like those Reds.
Yeah,
they do. Their match. But you're right, that would have been his last year's team. So that definitely makes a little more sense. And you like that for the Rockies fans who do go out to Fresno and check out some of the prospects in the Cal League, because the Grizzlies haven't really been a Rockies minor league affiliate for a while. So typically you might go to a game there and they've got like a Madison Bumgarner bobblehead or a Jose Altuve. I think he played through Fresno. So all those other affiliates. Well, here you actually do have a guy representing it. So that's going to be a hot commodity.
Yes.
I like going on eBay and searching to see what these things like sell for.
Yeah.
Or sometimes ahead of time. Mm-hmm. People will post stuff like that even before they actually secure it on June 11th. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Fresno, that's a good time to go down to the ballpark and make sure that you get one of those, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000? It's probably going to be a small batch. It's usually not as many as they have at Coors Field, where they've got to have at least 15,000.
So what prospect would you travel to get a bobblehead of?
No one, only because we're really far away. We're really far away at this point. I think when it's time for maybe Zach Veen on the Isotopes, if they did a preview bobblehead, first of its kind, you go, hey, this guy's not even in Double A yet, but we are going to put him in Isotopes uniform. You're going to get to see what he looks like. He's going to be on your shelf before he's actually at Isotopes Park. Then I would do something like that. And Drew Romo is another guy that I was a little critical of that pick back in 2020, not of the player, but of the pick. And boy, oh boy, I love that he's really proven me wrong, and he's doing some exciting things. So that would be, if money were no object, I mean, you name it, I would go out to Spokane and get a Colin Simpson bobblehead where, you know, there's a little a trigger, a little something at his hip, and you could spin it around. So instead of his head bobbling, his whole body does
a full body bobble.
180. Why not?
Oh my gosh. Call them right now.
It would actually be a 360 if it was a 180. He would not be doing good gymnasticking.
No.
He would land on his head. Oh, that wouldn't be good. Is there a prospect right now for you or an old time prospect that you want to see? Like, it would be great if the Vibes could tap into the old Sky Sox market and bust out a Todd Helton, Carlos Gonzalez. I don't think they are able to do that with their current relationship with MLB, but I don't know. Do you have any current favorites?
I mean, one of my favorite names in the Rockies organization is Riley Pint. I would just love like a beer-themed Riley Pint bobblehead. I don't think you can do that, but I would love that.
You could have possibly a beer stein with his image on it.
That would be fun too,
yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you certainly can just have a pint, a glass pint, or something like that with him on it. Yeah, why not?
I like that. I like that collab idea.
That works.
All right. So this is a guy that I could see the Yard Goats putting into a bobblehead because they love him there. Ezekiel Tovar.
Yes.
The Rockies' number 6 prospect was putting up fives all of last week. He drove in 5 runs. He scored 5 runs. He walked 5 times, and he even had 5 stolen base attempts, and almost all of them worked out.
So it wasn't. It would have been great if it was 5 stolen bases and 5 attempts, but it was like 6.
No, no, no. So it was 5 attempts.
Oh, but not 5 stolen bases.
But he missed one.
Oh, 4. Ah, that broke the streak.
My apologies if that was unclear. It's my first time talking.
That's nice. Yeah, fives are good.
Fives are good. So for number 6, 5 has been a good number in the past week. But overall this season, he's batting .327. He has 10 home runs, 30 RBI, and 15 stolen bases this season. I was talking to Jeff Dooley a little bit this morning, who we're going to have on the show sometime soon.
Hartford Yard Goats announcer.
The voice of the Yard Goats.
Right.
But he was saying how exciting he is to watch, how much they love having them there. And I'm like, yeah, we can't wait to see him up in Denver. And he was like, well, not too soon.
Yeah.
We love watching him.
Yeah, that's like the gift and the curse. We're like, this guy is great. Oh, no, he's going to be gone in no time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wasn't sure if he was going to do this well and ascend to AAA. The biggest jump that prospects have to make is from high A to double A. He had never really put up huge numbers before. A lot of that had to do with the fact that he was the youngest in, you know, at his various levels by 2, 3, 4 years. And he makes the leap. And now he's a man amongst men.
Yes.
Maybe you can even say he's a man among boys because he's making the opposition look like boys. He's really been fantastic. So it would be interesting to see him in Albuquerque at some point this season. Zach Veen, see him in Hartford. Mm-hmm. We know that the Rockies are operating a little bit differently when it comes to their affiliates and promoting players all throughout. So that is not outside of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah,
for Mr.
exactly.
Tovar.
All right. So this is one of my favorite stories this month out of our prospect, out of my prospect digging. But Juan Guerrero, so he isn't just a Rockies top prospect. He is a SportsCenter top 10 prospect. Number one guy. I was going to say, I'm like, no, he's not a prospect because he made it. He's the number one play on SportsCenter earlier this month. So the Fresno Grizzlies outfielder made a spectacular catch that sent him tumbling over the right field wall. So not only did it make ESPN, he robbed a homer from A's number five prospect, Max Muncy.
Not Max Muncy. The other Max Muncy.
I did a double take.
That's right.
They have their own Max Muncy.
That's the second Max Muncy they've had in their organization and drafted.
Just so weird because that's not a is that a common name that I'm just like blanking on?
I mean, I went to high school with three Max Muncys.
No,
so
you didn't.
Yahir, how many Max Muncys did you go to high school with? I'm going to set the over-under at 4.5.
That's a complete under. I never met a Max Muncy in my life.
Other than the Max Muncy. The other Max Muncy, I think he was just drafted last year in 2021. Yeah, he's got to go by a different name, I think. Either that or you have to just throw the initial in.
See, I like the SAG rules where like an actor can't take can't use his name if it's the name of an actor that's already out there.
Right.
So I kind of wish that was the case in baseball. I think that'd be really fun if guys just had to pick a new name.
Max, well, you can be in Hollywood, it'd be Max Muncy 2, right? Not junior, but 2. He's the second one. But yeah, he might have to go by his middle initial. Maxwell Stephen Muncy is the Max Muncy we all know. But the prospect with the Oakland Athletics is Maxwell Price Muncy. Maxwell P. Muncy.
Oh,
so he may have to go by Maxwell P. Muncy.
That's a rich sounding name.
Yeah. Maxwell Price Muncy.
That sounds like money.
It's not bad.
That's a good name.
Yeah, first round pick last year, 25th overall at 1000 Oaks High School. So but Juan Guerrero got the scoop on. There's only one of him.
There's only one of him. Is he? He's not a double unique. Of course not. why am I saying
I don't
that?
Do minor leaguers. I don't have that list yet, but maybe. We'll see.
But yeah, overall this season, he's batting .279, 5 home runs, 28 RBI, and 3 stolen bases. And then, of course, that one big stolen home run.
I tell you what, now you've got me wanting to make a spreadsheet for guys. I know Warming Bernabéu would certainly be a double unique, but we'll get to that another time.
That is a good minor league
if
name.
If this player makes it to the majors, will he be a double unique? We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. And yeah, Grizzlies doing some other things. We don't want to leave them out entirely with some of the things the organization has been doing in this past month as well, right?
So yeah, they released a beer recently, and I know you saw it and you were like, oh, like, do other minor league teams have beer? They do. We're going to get to that in a second. But the Grizzlies collabed with a rapper to make a new beer. I know Yahir made a graphic for us if you're watching us on YouTube, but they're coming out with beers. So this here is the Grizzly City Ale. It's in partnership with a local brewery, and rapper Fashawn, who coined Fresno's Grizzly City nickname, collabed with them on the beer. And it looks lit.
What are your top, and so I won't give you a top five, but your top two, no, top one favorite song by Fashawn?
I can't even pick one.
He's a local guy. We're not crapping on him.
No, he's a Fresno local, so I just haven't been to any of his shows yet.
Yet. Okay.
Yet.
Very fair.
I'm going to have to pull up a Spotify after this podcast. I didn't have time to beforehand.
Isotopes, I think they've got their own brew. A lot of minor league teams do have that. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but yeah, it's somewhat common. And I don't know if all of the Rockies affiliates. Fresno, yes. Albuquerque, yes, right?
Yeah, so Albuquerque, they've had a beer collaboration for a long time, but they recently came out with, they collabed with a local distillery. They have a cocktail in a can called the Watermelon Walk-Off, which is a great name.
That's good.
So that's Safe House Distillery down there. I like this because they have a charity component to it too. So for every can, they donate one ticket to take you out to the ball game, which gives tickets to local nonprofits. That is fun. But this is a
very cool
watermelon lemonade vodka drink. That sounds a little dangerous.
Love that. Yeah. Well, we've got plenty of those kind of dangerous beverages down here at the D&D Bar on the corner of Colfax and York. Obviously, the entire collection of Breckenridge brews, you name it. Of course, if you're a member, you get a member-sized beer. It's a mega pint, if you will. You know, you get discounts and price breaks on our tailgates, party bus. You get extra raffle tickets at the watch parties. It's going down on Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, every other night, Avs watch party. It's going to be popping off. You get access to our members-only Discord when you are a member. And remember, it's just 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com. And if you're ready to go all in, you get a free shirt. You can even get this Kyle Freeland. I think we might still have a couple more of the Kyle Freelands in stock. Rapids, you name it. We've got them at dnvrlocker.com. Your annual membership gets you a free one. And as we're talking about Breckenridge Brewery, they're doing something fantastic right now. They're the hometown craft beer of the Colorado Avalanche. Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating this historic winning season with you, with all y'all. They want to send you to the Stanley Cup Final. So what you need to do out there is make sure you nominate a stellar community member, an Avs fan, who should get the chance to celebrate at a playoff game this season. Each home game, they're hooking up a fan and a friend with tickets, gears to match, and of course, the drink of the season, Avalanche Ale. You got to go to breckbrew.com to nominate a community star and send them to an Avs playoff game. Plus, if your person gets picked, you can hold that over them for the rest of their life. And you go, hey, remember when I got you tickets to the Western Conference Finals? I did that. Take credit for it. You might as well give them that fantastic gift from Breck Brew. Again, breckbrew.com. And with the NBA Finals here around the corner, Warriors-Celtics, interesting little matchup. Well, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has your deal. It's a $5 bet. Just got to pick the winner, even if it's the favorite. That's okay. They're going to give you $150 in free bets if you're right. You can also get in on the action with the same game parlays. That's multiple bets from the same game. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. And right now, each day, if you've got three or more legs to a parlay and one of them doesn't hit, that's okay. DraftKings is going to still set you up with $25 back if that one leg doesn't hit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game during the NBA Finals and get 150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Well, we talked about prospects, and so this is probably a good starting point to talk about our favorite moments in the month of March. And we had three debuts this month. We just saw Chad Smith on Sunday, the 22,679th. I'm good at reading numbers.
Yes, you are good at reading numbers.
22,679th player in MLB history in the major leagues. Also encompasses the Negro Leagues. Had a nice 1-2-3 inning. We also had Elias Montero. That was May 1st. That actually started our month. That feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
I'm actually surprised to see this on our yes. May list of highlights because I'm like, no, that was a really long time ago.
Yes.
It was not that long ago. but he was great. He got two hits that first game, and then we have not seen him since.
We have not. Maybe no. We will soon. We'll see what happens with this Brian injury if that keeps him out any longer. And then the guy who's really been the talk of the town. He's been the pun of the town, I guess.
The pun of the town, because we have been serving up so many puns for Brian Servin. He made his debut on May 18th, and he got two home runs in his second game. But yeah, his first two hits were home runs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool way to start your career.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been really exciting. Of course, his parents got that first baseball that he ended up fouling back. Didn't necessarily catch it. But it doesn't matter. They ended up with it. It was literally the first pitch. I think he was going. He's like, well, look, first pitch, maybe I can be one of those people that hits a home run on literally the first pitch, fouls it back, and it ends up, you know, in his family's hands. So that was just such a cool moment. A couple style-related moments. We're into style, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
We try to be stylish, don't we?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're looking good.
I think so. Daniel Bard was looking pretty good at the beginning of the month with his rock and roll light show, which was quickly discontinued.
We have not seen that since.
What gives? It was fun.
It was so much fun. And I don't know what was going on that night, but the scoreboard was freaking out that whole ninth inning. Like, it was black for several minutes. It was blinking. And there were issues with the scoreboard earlier that day that I noticed. So I'm like, I don't think it was that fun. I just don't know what happened.
I don't know if there's a connection, and maybe that's why they're not doing it anymore. Well, I threw a number out. I was like, well, how much does this light show cost, right? Like, I mean, the lights are already on, but like to turn them off and turn them back on again is going to be a couple extra pennies, but there's however many lights and the cost of the light bulbs and the wear and tear. Mm-hmm. So you could probably calculate it. And I was like, I bet you this light show costs $800. Now, to a team worth over $1 billion, that's nothing. That's part of your presentation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, think about how much money that is, how much they're paying certain players, et cetera, et cetera. $800 is not a lot. But if you're getting a bill, you know, your electricity bill, and you go, wait, $800 for that? Ah. And so that's where my head went. It was somebody got the bill and said, it's too expensive. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing.
Yeah, we'll need to do some digging onto why we haven't seen it again. But still, the new walk-up song has done him well.
Yeah. Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Man, Stranglehold. No, is it Stranglehold?
That's yeah, it is Stranglehold. Yeah. A whole vibe in Daniel's words.
Yeah. We also saw Sam Hilliard with a new look.
Yeah.
Now, when he's on the club, he still got his beard because that was filmed a while ago. But now he got a new look, new style. Got rid of the beard. For a good cause.
He shaved his beard. He looked at himself in the mirror one day and was like, this beard has no hits.
No hits.
So he just got rid of it totally on a whim. And it did well because then he had 14 home runs and
His next five at-bats?
And his next five at-bats.
Yes, that's pretty good, right? I mean, I know you're not huge into the stats. He's saying it's okay, 14 homers and five at-bats.
Oh, my God.
He needs a little bit more for it to be.
Yeah, you need to be hitting 16 homers, I think, in five at-bats.
Yeah,
I think you need to average around five for five.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would agree.
Listen, if anyone's going to pull it off, it's Sam Hilliard.
Looking good. Looking sharp. We also learned that
we're off the rails today.
The black vests are gone for the time being. Of course, I don't know, the wardrobe just was getting too big with the new City Connect jerseys, which we also got. We've been talking about that plenty. Saturday's the big day, June 4th. I'd be curious to know how many people are going to that game just to see what they look like on the field. I think I would. I would have put that on my to-do list to get there. Also, whether you're there beforehand or on the 5th, you can buy some gear. Cause I don't think you can get any gear online. We haven't talked about that, but I think you might be able to order it, but they might not even send it out until like Friday or Saturday. So you can only get them in person at the dugout stores, the rally stores, all that stuff. The Diamond Dry Goods shop at Coors Field. Mm-hmm. That's the only place you can actually get those now.
Yeah. I mean, I know I saw people talking about how they have ordered them online, but I'm like, I don't think they have them yet. But I've seen some people at Coors Field already wearing the City Connect jerseys. And I think that's really exciting.
That's a nice flex. Like if you got that right away, there's a lot of shirts and sweatshirts that they have that I think look really, really sharp. So those are a little bit more affordable, I think, than the jerseys themselves. Food-related moments. Now, we had Kevin Henry on. That was right at the beginning of May. And he kind of called me out for what he referred to as a cornucopia of fruit.
Yeah, he was shaming you for trying to eat healthy.
He was.
Yeah.
She's not shaming, just kind of mocking. I think it's more of
Razzing?
The size. It was Raz.
Was it a Raz?
For raspberry.
Was he raspberrying you?
That's perfect, yes. And then you immediately pointed out, hey, I have my own container of colorful goodies.
That are fruit adjacent.
That are fruit adjacent, fruit flavored.
Fruit inspired.
They are. So, you know, gigantic bowl of fruit or a reasonable size
that was
cup
this,
of Skittles.
That was this month.
Yes, I know this is crazy. Look, it's weird to like have that episode, like you know, on your favorite series, even the best ones, even Seinfeld did it, where you go and it's like a clip show where they show you like older episodes and they only record like 5 minutes of new content and it's just them talking about the memories.
Are we doing a flashback show?
Yeah, and it almost feels like, you guys are cheating. No, we're not cheating.
We're not.
But we got to remind those things because it puts it in perspective of like, oh yeah. And also too, I don't know that everybody listens to every single episode. So this is like a good moment. Hey, Memorial Day. If you got kids or you're an educator, whatever it is, and now it's your summer and now you're ready to dive into the Rockies, we're covering it all right here. Now you can actually go back and listen to that Kevin Henry episode that we recorded. Actually, it might have been May 2nd. Might have dropped right around that. And we talked about everything in April. Yeah, we talked about everything in April. So
that's right.
We're doing that here. I also had a gigantic helmet nacho.
You did?
A helmet nacho, yeah.
A nacho helmet? I think is the correct order.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of expensive coffee in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We definitely celebrated that. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Felt good. Did you, another free plug for The Athletic. We talked about them yesterday. There was an article about Hunter Pence because he has a coffee shop down in Houston called Coral Sword. I talked to him about that at the All-Star game. We had a very weird interaction that was recorded on camera. I've mentioned it before. It exists somewhere. We don't know where it is. But there was an interview with him because he's doing something, raising some money with this coffee that he's putting out. And he point blank said, my two favorite coffee places, Andytown Coffee Roasters and the Coffee Movement. The two places I went to when I was in San Francisco. So
did you,
felt really good.
Did you go there because he...
No, I went there before. The article came out 2 weeks after I'd gone. I nailed it.
You
felt pretty good.
You guys are on the same wavelength. I like that.
We've got similar hair color. He's a little more wavier, right? Uh-huh. He's got a brown, reddish thing going on, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think so.
Sure. Yeah.
My swing is probably just as ugly as his, but I was not able to carve out, 12 plus seasons in the major leagues. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that, Patrick.
I might contend with having a better smile than him. And the only reason for that is because of our great friends at Green Mountain Dental Group. And I think that's also true with all of our DNVR members who've made the permanent switch to Green Mountain Dental Group. And the best part, too, right now with what they're doing, besides just taking great care of you, Allie, one of our great producers that we have here. I mean, she does way more than that. She's flying all around the country
to
help set up all of our little sister companies and whatnot. So she does way more than that. She had to get her molars taken out and Green Mountain Dental Group took care of her.
How dreadful.
It was not a good experience. No, right. Normally it is, but they looked after her. They make sure her medication was filled. They checked in they've done that for all of their clientele. DNVR members and otherwise. So they take great care of you. And right now, when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you're going to receive a free Sonicare toothbrush from Green Mountain Dental Group, located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. We had some fun social media moments, of course. I guess I was a little surprised by this because I had far too many conversations with someone who believed that everybody in this town hates Nolan Arenado.
Oh, see, I'm glad we're revisiting the polls because we don't always bring them up. We do polls all the time on our Twitter. We don't always talk about them on the show, but I liked this. We asked, who your favorite former Rockies are. Arenado at the top, 38% of the vote. DJ LeMahieu, very close second place, 37%. I too was a little surprised because I figured since it was so soon and he left under such upsetting circumstances for a lot of fans, I was like, oh no, everyone's got to.
Story got 23%. But remember, he did just leave. Mm-hmm. So, I could understand why people would be a little bit hurt right now. John Gray, 2% of the vote.
No love for John Gray.
I was shocked at how low. I mean, again, look, when you're comparing, it doesn't mean people don't miss him.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. A lot of people miss him. Mm-hmm. But that was surprising. You put out a poll. You go, hey, wait a minute. Adam Ottavino's in the game. He said some things. What do Rockies fans think?
Yeah. So this is the age-old question since Ottavino said that he could strike out Babe Ruth. But we asked people if they thought Ottavino could strike out Babe Ruth, and 66.7% of you said yes. And I agree with you guys. I think he could strike him out.
Yeah.
But the Yankees made him do that commercial where he did not strike out Babe Ruth and then woke up from a nightmare. And I was like, oh, come on. Why did you have to do him dirty like that?
And then they traded him to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Right after that.
Now he's a Met.
May also started off. This is another one you're going to go, hey, this was at least 2020, maybe 2019. Even though you weren't here, you weren't at DNVR in 2019, it's going to feel to you like 2019. STEM Day. How crazy was that?
Oh, my gosh. There were, 11,000 kids at Coors Field at 10 in the morning, like around when we get to the park to start, interviewing guys and stuff. So I'm like arriving. I'm like, what? I didn't know, Patrick. I didn't know that there were going to be all these kids. There were just so many of them.
A lot.
And they actually, some of them got loose. Some of them got into the outfield concourse area and they were not supposed to.
No.
It's like, well, you can't tackle children. What are you going to do? I mean, once they're loose, they're loose.
And they can't get in any trouble really out there, which is good. But you're right. You also go, all right, well, here we go.
They could not contain them.
They could not.
It happens.
Gerardo Parra called it a career, then started a new one as the assistant GM for the Washington Nationals. Did you enjoy him when he was with the Rockies? He's a fun player, right?
I did. He is a fun player.
El Yolo.
And I did appreciate him after the Rockies. I did appreciate his appreciation for Baby Shark. I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
So, yeah, seems like a great guy.
I'm sure he also likes Jamie Tart. No, it's a deep cut. If you know, you know.
I guess not.
Ted Lasso.
I don't watch Ted Lasso.
Okay.
I know.
You hear? Are you a Ted Lasso guy? Now, you hear? Is on the Rapids beat. So this is actually a huge question. Ted Lasso?
So I watched it, didn't finish it. But I love what I did watch.
Ooh, you're going to get a pass. I'm going to give you a pass on that.
I'm so busy, I watch no TV anymore.
That's it. We got the Ted Lasso stash going now, so that is good.
Yeah, he is too busy making TV to watch TV.
He is. We're not giving a free plug to Avoca TV. Let's do this off air.
Oh.
Is that like a secret plug that you were putting in
there?
That's
a secret plug.
That was a secret plug? Okay. All right, let's get back to the
show. Sorry, I don't know how to whisper. I don't come in that setting.
I know. So, Whit Merrifield played in his 500th game at Coors Field,
which was cool. Yeah.
And we learned that the streak for a Rockies player is not very long, actually.
Yeah, Vinny Castilla has the Rockies record with 307 consecutive games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
It's almost two seasons. Nathy Perez has two really long streaks in the top five. Todd Helton and then Dante Bichette with like 152. So there hasn't even been five players who've done it. Four have done a full season or at least 162 plus games. We got snow on May 20th.
Oh, that was terrible. We got a lot of snow.
We got a lot of snow.
I had a little too much snow that I was not comfortable with it.
And we might be getting some rain tonight, too.
You know what? The weather, I've been looking at the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday, and the weather does not look great for game times.
No. Yeah, that made for a weird Saturday with doubleheader, and it made for a weird moment where Joely Rodriguez of the Mets decided he wanted to hang out in the batter's eye in center field.
Yeah, just in his...
That was weird.
All of a sudden, we look up and there's this bright orange and bright blue speck in the batter's eye out in the woods. And it's Yoeli Rodriguez just chilling. He's got a chair. He's got water bottles. He's just vibing out there by himself. Like, it's just ridiculous.
We had an ump mic incident. There was another one on Monday. That one wasn't an incident so much. It was just, okay, cool. We got to hear it. But the ump left his mic on and then kept referring to the Rockies as Denver.
Yeah.
That was strange.
It was a weird Broncos game.
Very, very NFL vibe type moment.
Apparently that same mic had another hot mic incident recently.
Really? At another ballpark?
At another ballpark, yeah. So I think
oh, man.
Maybe doesn't quite know how to use the box. Maybe just not hitting the switches right. But there is nothing. I hate hot mic situations. They make me so uncomfortable.
What if it's an unknown hot mic? What if it's a secret hot mic and the guy doesn't know it's on and you just hear the conversations?
Yeah, that's the bad part. I don't want to hear.
Oh, I do.
No.
I was so giddy. Nothing happened. And just hearing, because there was no delay. Because I was filming it. I think we put it out a little bit either on my account or at DNVR_Rockies. And when the ball hit the mitt, you straight up heard it hit the mitt in the press box. It was one-to-one right there.
Yeah,
I love that. I mean, it was boring. Nothing was really said of any interest or consequence.
No, he did say hi to Pete Alonso. He's like, hey Pete, how you doing?
Yeah, actually I thought that was Pete saying hi to the ump.
No,
but I don't know.
No,
you're right.
Pete,
I hadn't seen
Pete.
That yeah
I don't know. They make me so uncomfortable because, like, I don't want to hear something that is not meant for me to hear.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I don't know. It's embarrassing to me. It's very cringy.
It's a fair point.
I'm like sweating just thinking about it. I hate a hot mic.
Do you hate Charlie Blackman leadoff homers?
I love Charlie Blackman leadoff homers.
He's bringing it back. He's bringing it back. He has two this month, two within a 2 week span. So he's been exciting there batting leadoff. We'll have to catch up with Bud and see what the thought has been on that, where Charlie's leading off, Connor Joe batting second rather than the other way around. Could just be a lefty righty type situation, but it's great to see some vintage Chuck.
Yeah.
Doing that thing.
Yeah. We love those. We love anything productive. Give me something that'll give me a win.
We've noticed the scoreboard operator at Coors Field has been doing some crazy things. On Monday, it was easy grilled marlin steak.
Yeah, which was, I mean, the scoreboard operator just has been putting up the funniest game notes all season, and they're all off the cuff from what I've heard. But on Monday, it was an easy grilled marlins steak recipe, just a straight up recipe on the scoreboard. So, of course, the station that broadcasts the Marlins tweeted it out to the Rockies to be like, hey, what's going on here? What is this? We need to talk.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I imagine they might have something. They might have like fish tacos. Remember when we talked to Derek, I think that was also this month, when we established that we are still technically a wrestling show and we have guests on like that. But he mentioned how they're doing a team theme where each visiting team that comes, they're going to have a special hot dog. So they could have some kind of like Marlin tuna steak hot dog type situation there.
But we,
maybe.
I mean, I think a fish taco would be great.
Yeah, that would work. Marlin? I mean, Marlin's a fish. It's not a mammal.
Yeah, I know.
I think we look at it because it's like a light blue color and it's a thick looking fish. It makes me think of a mammal, but it's, again, we know that it isn't, but it's a fish.
I did not know that you were questioning whether or not it was a mammal or not.
And the big one from early in the month. Oop. Don't put up with anyone that is reckless with your heart. That was the one that went around on the MLB Network as well. The crazy scoreboard operator, so to speak.
Was that also in May? That wasn't in April?
I do my homework.
I mean, I'm not questioning you. I'm actually shocked. That was a great scoreboard moment.
It was cool.
Everyone wanted to check in on the scoreboard operator.
Everyone
was super concerned.
Are you doing okay there? Talk about some of the articles that we've written, which have been fun. Mm-hmm. You put out something about Chris Bryant, how he's, I don't want to say sneaky funny. I think he just is. He's like half of a notch above sneaky funny because he gets plenty of laughs, right? It's just that he's not like intentional, like, watch this joke I'm about to make. It's just kind of like there for him. So it's kind of sneaky, but it's a little bit better than that.
Maybe it was understated, effortless. Mm,
yeah.
I don't know. How do we describe it? But anyway, he gave an unexpected press scrum when he was working through the first round of this back injury, but said some really funny things just about, well, he mentioned the 5-star jail cell. It was good stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
You probably remember more than I do. You have an encyclopedia memory.
Well, he has this way of talking where, you know, there's just certain baseball-isms where you're just talking and sharing your opinion, and you kind of say something, and if you really listen to what you're saying, you go, that kind of makes no sense whatsoever, but you just kind of move on from it. Mm-hmm. He'll, like, call himself out on, you know, what he's saying. And he's like, well, you know, typically, you know, the cortisone shots haven't really worked well, but this one has been feeling good. And then he remembers when he got his shot in his lower back that it was actually painful. And so he has to throw in the fact, I mean, other than the fact that it was painful because it was my lower back. So like he's very aware of what he's saying. And so he can always have those like little add-on quips. Because he's paying attention. He's just not going through the motions in that way, you know?
Yeah. What a good analysis of the humor of Chris Bryant.
Look, you're only going to get that here from DNVR Rockies.
You're only going to get that
That's
here.
It. When you've got 5 shows a week to do, you're going to break down a player's sense of humor who's on the IL and who's only played 17 games in 2 months. That's what we're going to do. We are going to do that.
That sentence hurt my soul.
It did. It did.
Bring us back up, Patrick.
All right. Ty Block. The article was Ty Block, Prisoner of Alcatraz, which just doesn't sound like any kind of wordplay. But we know Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, that's a Harry Potter thing.
It's a Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
So tie in some subtle wordplay, so to speak, in that, or literal wordplay. But yeah, going back to San Francisco, talked to him about his time when he was with the Giants and, you know, his fondness for Oracle Park. Also talked to Robert Stevenson, who grew up in nearby Martinez, California, about 40 minutes away. Said, frankly, I think it's colder in the summer than it is in the wintertime, which is a great quote, right?
Yeah.
I think he also said, I've never been warm at a game at Oracle Park. Dom Nunez, who a little bit further away, I think it might be about 2.5 hours where he grew up in Elk Grove, just outside of Sacramento, and discussed how he kind of grew up as a Yankees fan because of there's a local guy there, Larry Boa.
Yeah.
Who I know you know from the Phillies, but he's from there. His nephew, Nick Johnson, was on the Yankees. So it just kind of timed up where he saw a lot of Yankees stuff. But then when he played with the Yard Goats on the East Coast, he got to know those fans a little bit better and said, you know, I don't know that I would, you know, characterize myself as a Yankee fan anymore. And in not so many words, didn't include that in the article necessarily.
Oh my gosh.
But I did think it was really fun. He's like, yeah, that Eastern League really opens your eyes about some of those fan bases. So
yeah.
He said, definitely not a West Coast vibe.
There are Yankee fans who, are from all over the country who just happen to like the Yankees for a lot of random reasons. Maybe it's just because they were good when they were growing up,
right.
Or, you know, like Dom Nunez's connection. But the ones who are actually in the Northeast are just so aggressive. They're so
bonkers. Bonkers. It was really nice talking with Garrett Hampson because he was the furthest away, maybe 4 hours from Reno to San Francisco. But him talking about it was like, we didn't go camping. We didn't have a summer vacation. It was going to a Giants game.
Nice.
And like, it was just the simple pleasures of going there and how he would listen to the games, Kuiper, Kruko, like just listening to those guys and then hearing his name being, called by those guys, like, it still gives him chills. So that was really cool. Those two separate articles, but still, Ty Block talked about kind of doing some sightseeing and going to Alcatraz with some family and how it was, it was creepy. It's a creepy spot.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
Yeah,
I'm glad he made it out.
Daniel Bard, you talked with about, him being a rock god. I mean, now he's a rock god.
Yes.
But also a great guy who likes to donate to some really wonderful causes as well. He balances those two things.
Yeah, earlier this month, and it happened to line up with when Daniel Bard changed his walk-up song, but he announced for every strikeout, he was going to donate, it's $300, right? It's $300, and then the Rockies are matching that to a charity that's helping food insecurity here in the Denver area. So we talked to him, and it was really great seeing how he had been thinking really hard about an organization to work with, how the pandemic really just changed his perspective on things, and how it was just, he's like, well, I'm doing fine. My family's doing fine, but there are so many families who are not fine.
Yeah.
And I love that awareness and that compassion, and I'm just rooting for so many Daniel Bard strikeouts.
Yeah. I think that might have even been a free article. So if you're not a member, hey, you can go on over to thednvr.com, check that out. We also had an article this last week about Kyle Freeland talking about his leadership role working with a new catcher. Like, we forget that, there haven't been too many veteran catchers that the Rockies have had, in their clubhouse with this starting rotation that was young, and now, they're certainly not old, but they're veterans. Well, there's a lot of young guys that they've had to kind of work with behind the plate. And so Servin's the latest one. Freeland talks about that. Also talking about being philanthropic. Tyler Rogers, kid who grew up from Centennial, went to Chatfield High School along with Taylor Rogers.
Our Colorado kid.
Colorado kid doing Colorado things. The Rogers Family Foundation. They come from a long line of firefighters. How would I want to phrase this? If they become firefighters, because they still can. They are not currently firefighters.
Yes.
The twin brothers, Tyler and Taylor. But they very well could after their playing career.
And if I
had to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, I would take the over because they come from a long line of firefighters.
Yeah.
Like, their great grandfathers were firefighters. So they would be fifth generation firefighters in Colorado, the first fifth generation Colorado firefighters. So I think when their playing careers are over, they're going to do that. Rogers Family Foundation, they donate to the Colorado Professional Firefighters, as well as those up in the Twin Cities where Taylor was a player coming up. So that was a real nice one to write about. Learn about his grandfather who can't really travel. Now he's got both of his grandkids right in the same division coming through Coors Field. So I love seeing that.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's just what a legacy of firefighters.
Right?
That is so cool.
That is really, really neat. Yeah. I've talked to Jenny Kavanaugh about that. Mm-hmm. And obviously her husband's a firefighter. Yeah. So I can appreciate that relationship. And then a guy that we've given him a lot of publicity. He's a nice guy.
Ashton Gano's getting a lot of pod time right now. But you wrote a great article about how he's a double unique. I guess his Kansas City connection, because he has played with so many different teams in a very short period of time.
Yeah, he obviously was drafted and was developed by the Royals before he did eventually sign with the Argotes in 2019, and hadn't had an opportunity to see the Royals because the Royals hadn't been to Coors Field since 2014.
Yeah,
the second longest drought of any team. So he got to catch up with some of those teammates, and I decided, all right, I did preface it by saying, super nerdy, but there's this thing called double unique. And he was like, "Me, I'm a double unique." Because he did say that he had a college course with one girl named Ashton in community college or at JUCO. Mm-hmm. That was it. He's never met another Ashton, certainly never met another Godot.
Yeah.
And so I go, yeah, you're unique. And then I was really impressed when I was giving him some other examples real quick. And I said, and your teammate from last year, Raimel Tapia. And he jumps in right away and he goes, he's not. Domingo Tapia, he's in the majors, so Raimel's not double unique. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, wow, you keep up on the other relievers going around baseball. So it was a nerdy moment to step outside. It's something I like to do once in a while on the Banter from the Bench series, where it's just kind of a lighthearted conversation with a player to learn about their background a little bit, have some fun. And that one might be my favorite right now.
I love that you guys had such a nerdy conversation, because you always drag me into your nerdy stuff.
Yes.
But like, for you to get the players involved with your nerdy stuff, you might have unlocked something in his soul.
Could be. We got to wrap up. But we also talked with Jessica Kleinschmidt, who said 90% chance the A's stay in Oakland. That felt very good. And she did back it up by saying, look, this isn't just hometown bias.
Yeah.
I legit know a lot of these moving pieces that are going on. I think it's going to get done. So there's still going to be talk about Las Vegas. That's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels really strongly about it. Josh Sushan, who we should have on again pretty soon.
He's going to come on
Isotopes
soon again, yeah.
Announcer. He was there for another funny moment with assistant to the GM there.
Oh my gosh, when Todd Helton got ejected from an Isotopes game.
Yes, we literally talked to him immediately. Obviously, he gave us some great intel about some prospects, including Brian Servin.
Yes.
He was there before it went down.
I love the way he talks about Brian Servin, because he just describes him as like a catcher coming out of central casting. And I'm yeah, you're not wrong.
It makes sense. He nailed it.
Yeah. So he's always fun to talk to. We're going to get him on again soon, though.
And then Jackson Olsen. That was really nice. TikToker.
King of calories.
He is.
He's doing a ballpark tour right now where he's ranking the ballparks on the East Coast.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he should do the ballparks in Colorado, because we think Coors Field is going to be number one. Oh, yeah. We were pressing the Rocky Mountain Oysters.
He's going to come out here at some point, and he's going to try the Rocky Mountain Oysters.
I think he's going to, because we planted that seed. He's going to have to now. He's going to have to. And you have to make sure you head over to thednvr.com. Only 50 cents for your first month. Got to do it. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be back on Wednesday post-game show. But on Twitter, we're at @DNVR_Rockies. I'm at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
And this was a great one. But you know what they say about momentum? It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.